Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John McClain joins us in 15 minutes, right at 105. Right now, Austin Price of VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. What's up, Austin? How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. And yourself?
Doing well, Austin. So it looks like Jeremy Pruitt and his staff, they're hitting a bit of a hot streak in recruiting. They add Ramel Keaton out of Marietta, Georgia this week. What can you tell us about him and what he could possibly bring to that wide receiver core?
Well, he's tall, he's long, he's a smooth route runner. I won't say he's got top-end speed, but I definitely think he definitely improves your wide receiver room, Chad. And, you know, he plays at a high school that's got a lot of great talent, a lot of great 2020 talent that Coach Pruitt and company are trying to recruit. And as they looked at receivers in this class, they really like the upside for Ramel Keaton. They like that he's a solid player that's really consistent. And, I think they really like the fact that he's really even keel on the field, never too high, never too low. And, Tennessee snags him. And, you know, now he'll go to work on his teammates. Eric Gilbert, a five-star tight end there at Marietta. Harrison Bailey, a potential five-star quarterback. And, see if he can, reel them in. He'll be playing with them all fall. He'll be in their ear all fall, along with the former Vol Derek Tinsley, who is an assistant coach and the running backs coach there at Marietta.
Austin, is there a chance Tennessee could get some more good news on the recruiting front this weekend?
Yeah, I think everybody's looking at a guy like Lakia Henry, one of the top JUCO linebackers in the country. He is at Nebraska today, at Ole Miss tomorrow, and then I think he starts trying to work towards a decision. He's not said that anything's happening or anything's imminent, but, in talking to him last week after he visited Tennessee, you could tell he liked Tennessee a lot and does not want to drag things out. In fact, that's why I think he was trying to cram a lot of these visits in. Is trying to, see as many as he can and then start to work towards a decision. And we'll see if he does something coming out of that Ole Miss trip, which is tomorrow.
We had Jeremy Pruitt on the show recently, and we asked him about the different level of athlete and the different size of athlete that he's bringing in. And he had some quote about, there's a reason in boxing they have heavyweights and lightweights, and we're looking for heavyweights. Do you feel like with who Tennessee is targeting right now, it fits that description of trying to become bigger and more physical, and that kind of shows what Jeremy Pruitt wants this program to become?
I think there's no doubt. And, if you look across the board at every position, Chad, Tennessee's trying to get bigger at it, whether that be a running back, tight end. You saw him, Sean Brown, a second tight end, to go on to Jackson Low, a week ago today. And both those tight ends are bigger guys, and Tennessee's really got on the roster currently, and those are high school kids. So they're trying to get bigger across the board, whether it be at the offensive line, defensive line. They're really at all positions. I'm convinced that if Coach Pruitt could find a kicker that was 6'4 and 275 pounds and he could kick it, he'd probably take him as well.
Austin, is there a scenario where Tennessee could land the number one and number two players in America in this recruiting class?
Well, everybody's got different rankings, but by rivals currently, the number one player is Quavarius Crouch. I think Tennessee's in a really good spot with him, linebacker, running back out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And then Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from Huntington, West Virginia. We've talked about him on this show plenty of times. He's got a natural tie to Tennessee because his head coach, Billy Seals, is from Morristown, about 45 minutes outside of Knoxville. To the point where they play Rocky Top after Huntington High wins on Friday night. So Darnell's familiar, likes Tennessee a lot, likes the ability to come in and play right away at Tennessee. And that's the same thing Quavarius Crouch likes. He likes that, he could play on both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, to land Quavarius Crouch and land Darnell Wright, Jeremy Pruitt and company have to show progress on the field this fall. And that don't mean they have to win 9 games, but, they can't roll out and win 5. So they've got to show progress. They won 4 a year ago. I think that's why you've seen, Coach Pruitt and company you know, become active with the grad transfers and stay active with the grad transfers throughout the spring, because they feel like they have to get to a certain win total if they're going to be able to land a couple of these blue chippers that they're going after. And specifically talking about Wright and Crouch, those two want to see progress on the field.
Austin, do players that are enrolling early, will they report to campus next week? Is that the timeline?
Yeah, you'll start to see some trickle. I mean, you've already seen a few trickle in. Dominic Wood Anderson was here for May. Same thing with Kingston Harris. You'll start to see more JUCO guys, more high school kids, you know, roll in as they graduate high school. I mean, an early enrollee was Ollie Lane. When he walked across the stage last night with Gibbs High School at Thompson Bowling Arena, high schools are starting to graduate, so thus you're going to see more and more kids get here for the first session of summer school. And then there'll be a couple that are, you know, still trying to fulfill some academic requirements that won't be here till July. But right now, everybody's on pace to be eligible, and that's big for Jeremy Pruitt. And I think the more you can get here for June, and that goes for every program, the better chance you have of having them really make an impact in the fall. Because, I mean, that extra month, that month of June, to couple with month of July before fall camp gets here in August, is huge when, you know, player X, Y, or Z are working with the strength coach. And so, you know, I think Jeremy Pruitt would like to get everybody here. That's not always ideal just because of the way high schools graduate and players fulfilling academic requirements. But that right now everybody's on pace to be here at worst by July.
Jarrett Garantano in town in Nashville this weekend working with quarterback engineer George Whitfield. And we had Whitfield in studio yesterday where he discussed getting Garantano more prepared for the pro-style offense. I think Vols fans should like that, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, and that's the thing is that, you know, Jarrett, you know, everybody wanted to lump him in and make him the second coming of Josh Dobbs, and he never was that. He's not a running quarterback. He's a quarterback that can run. And so he's more comfortable in the pro-style offense than a lot of people, you know, really kind of assumed he would be. I mean, he's very much a pocket passer. And I think that's something that Whitfield's really known for, is developing guys that are pocket passers. So, you know, he worked with him before. He's been with him a few times. But this is a different time because he is working on different things now than he was a year ago when he was in the Butch Jones offense. But, you know, Garantano's going to have to come out really on fire to start fall camp, because you know Keller Crist is going to come in here you know, with full guns a-blazing, trying to win the starting quarterback job and take it away from Jarrett Garantano. So Garantano needs to be really fundamentally sound and mentally prepared for another tussle in fall camp.
Austin Price, FallQuest.com. Austin, thank you. Let's catch up on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Austin Price. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless.
Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens. I've always struggled with that still. Says Jason Garrett should not still be head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll ask John McClain, the venerable longtime Houston Chronicle football writer, what he thinks about that next.
You've heard me recommend People's Home Equity when it's time for your first home loan. They help families in Middle Tennessee purchase their first home. It could be your turn right now. People who have wanted to buy a home have been unable to save up for that down payment, but help has arrived. Michael Hampton and his team, with big news recently released by the state, up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. If saving up for the down payment has been what's kept you from home ownership, you need to visit 812loan.com. They're going to help you. I've heard from listeners who called Michael Hampton for their very first home loan. They say they'll keep coming back for all of their mortgage needs. They'll be turning to the Hampton Group. They will tailor make mortgages to fit your needs, whether you're a first-time home buyer, if you're in the military. If you're in need now of a $500,000 jumbo loan, they use an individualized approach to assess your needs, and they dominate on all fronts with a winning team. No one can provide the quality and speed that you'll receive from People's Home Equity and from Michael Hampton and the Hampton Group. Everything is in-house. They have a team of professionals with over 75 years of experience on their side. Get started down the path of home ownership. You could close as early as 10 days from today. 615-812-LOAN, 812-5626. And you can find them online at 812loan.com. Subject to credit and underwriting approval, equal housing lender, license number 63371.